is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Class action lawsuit filed alleges that students denied admission to several prominent universities in recent years were deprived of a fair review because the schools failed to maintain adequate safeguards to prevent fraud. University of Southern California has rescinded the admission of six students. William Singer, the mastermind of the bribery, has claimed that he got 761 students into colleges through the side door over the last half dozen years. The EPA prohibited the manufacture and use of consumer products concerning methylene chloride, but did not ban it for commercial use. The chemical used in paint stripping has been linked to 50 deaths since 1980. A review of 2.4 million financial applications submitted between October 1st and 2017 and October 31st in 2018 for financial aid that would cover the 2018-2019 academic year found that 30% of students whose parents adjusted gross income was in the lowest quintile submitted their FAFSA after March 1st, 2018. Meanwhile, two-thirds of those whose parents were in the highest income quintile, earning upward of $133,000, submitted it by February 1st. Illinois, North Carolina, Washington, and other states make awards on a first-come, first-served basis, while some states set hard cutoffs in January or February. By mid-March, when many older, independent, and low-income students start filing for aid, deadlines have passed for grants in Connecticut, Maryland, California, Michigan, Missouri, West Virginia, and elsewhere. Pursuit is a small New York-based nonprofit that trains lower-income workers in tech skills and helps place them in high-paying jobs. Patients over age 65 have the highest rate of outpatient prescribing of any age group. A new CDC study published in the Journal of American Geriatric Society points out that doctors write enough antibiotic prescriptions annually, nearly 52 million in 2014, for every older person to get at least one. The shipping company Swift Transportation Company has agreed to pay $100 million to over 20,000 drivers to end a long-running suit alleging that it makes its workers faux owner-operators to skirt federal and state wage laws. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.